Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Sunday, Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
Among the local taverns there'll be a slack in business, 'cause Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women, there'll be a slacking cheap, 'cause Jesse won't be stepping out again. The scars on Jesse's knuckles were more than just respected. The county courthouse records tells all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
Now Nancy Taylor proudly speak to neighbors and tell them how much Jesse took up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy and Jesse's got a family, and Franklin County's got a lot more land.
Too sad to tell. separate rooms, his and hers. Love was inside. Did the love die? His or hers? Who is at fault? Is their love lost? His and hers.
He don't cook me no gumbo. up the business of Jock Pierre Bordeaux. He don't pull no hero, he don't cook with no gumbo. He's seen the bio since he was 10 years old. But you can't find a pigeon in all of Louisiana.
Hey, JC.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Good.
You say what's this?
I'll do them for you tonight.
Say something as we say.
Sure, I'll do it. All right. Stay warm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain.
Barbara Fairchild in Branson, Missouri, and I want you to know you're tuned to the right station, KNEL, right here in Brady, Texas, with my friend Tracy Pitcox. Boy, I love you, Tracy.
I wish I had button eyes. eyes and a red felt nose, a shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes. Sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I hadn't fallen in love with thee. I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust mind. Then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry. I wish I
Fairchild. We had such a wonderful time last weekend with Barbara Fairchild and Roy Morris. They headlined the Llano Country Opry show, and it was good to have them with us. And such a great entertainer. Great entertainer. And we really enjoyed having Barbara Fairchild back with us. If you missed her show, I hate that you did, because it was great. Great country music. She was funny as always, and it was good to see people coming to live music once again, without a doubt. We have got more music coming your way, as a matter of fact. And good to hear from, always good to hear from Kenneth Knight and Kelly Brooks in Hendersonville, Tennessee. We just love them. They're going to come down for the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, so we're looking forward to seeing them next month as everything kind of gets underway. Here's one from the great Billy Walker on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry back at the Ryman Auditorium a few years ago. We'll send this especially out to them tonight.
On the Chisholm Trail, it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind. Because of the life he had chosen, Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandito. Carmela had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antonio. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight.
He had sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos at Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antone. Gunfire, he knew that at last it'd been found. As the ranger's badge showed brightly, El Bandito lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Brazos at Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antone. I'm safe when I reach San Antone.
I'll cross the Brazos at Waco. There's Billy Walker from the Grand Ole Opry. Here's one for Gay Elizabeth tonight. Here's Chuck Hancock.
He's got lucky arms. He gets to hold her where I know I never will again. They're dancing close. Her head's on his shoulder. Lucky arms, lucky heart, lucky him. And they don't see me standing in these shadows. She don't know how bad my heart still aches. Now he's holding on to everything I let go. He sure is making good of my mistakes. He's got lucky arms. He gets to hold her the way I know I never will again. They're dancing close. Her head's on his shoulder. Lucky arms, lucky heart, lucky him. Gonna stop playing. He'll take her hand and then he'll take her home. And I can just imagine what he's saying. The way he's smiling, I can tell he knows. He's got lucky arms. He gets to hold her. I know I never will again. They're dancing close. Her head's on his shoulder. Lucky arms, lucky heart, lucky him. Lucky arms, lucky heart. He ought to thank his lucky stars. Lucky arms, lucky heart, lucky him.
city and the countryside the same. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home, one of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. You don't have to get high to get happy. Just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door and does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
I'll be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. There's one for Zane tonight on the Hits radio program. I mentioned earlier that it was the great Johnny Bush's birthday today. Not a day goes by that I don't miss John. I heard from John nearly every day, one way or the other, whether a call or a text or something, for the last several years, and I miss him so very much. And what a great legendary figure he was in country music. Recorded five very successful studio records for us at Heart of Texas Records and worked countless personal appearances. And he was definitely known as the Country Caruso.
Hold time, right?
Right.
Three, four.
Sets across from me, don't know it, but tomorrow he'll be looking for his mind. I'll bet that he'd go crazy at this table if he knew what your hand was telling mine. We got caught. conversation that's been going on beneath this tablecloth. Hands can't say a lot beneath the table. When lips can't say what they want you to know.
With a couple of friends of mine, when the bartender handed me the telephone, said there's a wife on the line. Well, I told her I was just a drinking with a couple of buddies I knew, but she told me in a few short words just what she wanted me to do. She said,
well, won't you come home and talk to a stranger? A stranger, it's the only place in days you haven't been.
Well, I sat there about an hour talking with the rest of the guys. When she walked through that front door, she had get home in her eyes. She said, you've talked and danced with every woman in town but me. If you'll just come around the house, you might like my company. She said,
won't you come home and talk to a stranger?
I'm listening, honey. I could use a good friend.
Well, won't you come home and talk to a stranger?
You don't have to hold my ear.
It's the only place in days you haven't been.
I'm ready, honey, I'm ready.
It's the only place in days you haven't been.
Let's go home,
honey. Hi, this is Bill Anderson at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
Hello, beautiful. Are you married?
Sometimes.
Tell me, are you happy?
Yes, sometimes. But sometimes I feel like I've just got to get away from the same old existence day after day. Oh, haven't you ever felt that way?
Sometimes.
I can see you're married. Don't you love her?
Sometimes.
But you have thought of cheating, haven't you?
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes I long for a warm, tender kiss, just to see if there's anything I might have missed. Oh, haven't you ever felt like this?
Sometimes.
And it's beginning to feel like this might be one of those sometimes.
once one time in a lifetime. I'm aching to hold you, kiss and console you, drive you right out of your mind. But I know when I do, I won't get over you for quite some time. I'm aching to hold you, kiss and console you, drive you right out of your mind. But I know won't get over you for quite some time.
There's one from Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner. Mary Lou Turner will be here for the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, and we're looking forward to that. She's been a part of that for the last several years, and she'll be here for the first weekend working with us. And so it's always a pleasure to have Mary Lou Turner here, one of the classiest ladies in country music. Speaking of birthdays, I can't miss this guy's birthday because I was talking about Johnny Bush's birthday, but it's also Buck Trent's birthday today. And Buck Trent has also, of course, been here many times entertaining the folks. And I talked to Buck last week. We had a long, lengthy conversation, and he's doing really well and wanted to say hello to all the folks. And let's go back and pick up one of Buck Trent's songs from a few years ago. In honor of his birthday, here's one called Howdy Neighbor Howdy.
Howdy Neighbor Howdy, get out and come right in. We'll make a bowl of gravy to sop your biscuits in. Boil a pot of coffee and bake a big fat hen. We sure cooked enough today to feed a lot of friends. Get the banjo off the wall and tune it up in A. Play a good old country tune Grandpa used to play. Hey! Sit right down. Come on, tell us all the news. How are things in town? We're so glad to have you. I've been wondering how you've been. Everybody's feeling fine, so let the fun begin. Get the fiddles down and play a tune that I like so. Something about an old man Clark, I think his name was Joe. Drive your wagon in the yard and turn that donkey loose. Kick that old dog out of the way and watch that biting goose. Hey, howdy neighbor, howdy, get out and come right in. We'll make a bowl of gravy to sop your biscuits in. Boil a pot of coffee and bake a big fat hen. We sure cooked enough today to feed a lot of friends.
Where the sun burns hot as hell, there's room to the sidewalks of LA. From the rugged cross of Calvary to the cross we bear today, a little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. In a hotel room in Los Angeles, a young woman was quietly losing her mind when her eyes fell upon a Gideon Bible, and she reached for help just in time. She read the story of the woman at the well, and the truth came through from the past. As she heard the voice of the gentle messenger and tasted the living water at last. Yeah.
That's great. Vestal Goodman doing one call. That sounds like home to me. I only got to see Vestal Goodman one time. Years ago at the Sunday after Fanfare was over, they would have a Sunday gospel show at the Grand Ole Opry House. And I was there one time and was backstage. And Vestal Goodman was the special guest. And there wasn't that many people. It wasn't like a regular Opry performance back in the time where there was just tons of people backstage. There was just a few folks there. I watched Vestal Goodman out there just singing with her little handkerchief in her hand. And she was just incredible. But I guess what I took away from more than anything is that I stood there and watched Connie Smith, who was standing just off the side of the stage. And Connie was transfixed upon Vestal. She was just staring at her, watching her sing and perform. And no one bothered Connie Smith during that entire performance as she just stood there and watched Vestal Goodman. And that was something that's kind of etched into my mind. It was a special moment in the business. Here's Porter Wagoner for you. On the Hits Radio Show, we're winding down a Thursday night live show, Saturday night rebroadcast.
When I first heard of some people who said the old-time religion was real, I said I'll go down, take a look at the crowd. It's just that weak-minded I feel. But something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night, God certainly got a hold of me. I walked up the steps and I peeped in the door. The devil said, don't you go in. But I thought it won't hurt, I'll just go inside and set as far back as I can. But something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night, God certainly got a hold of me. Sang like they meant it, they clapped their hands. I said, that's emotion, that's all. When they get down to pray, I'll just get up and leave, for I don't want to be seen here at all. But something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night, God certainly got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me.
Praise God.
Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night, God certainly got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night, God certainly got a hold of me.
Jesus.
Mr. Jake Hooker and Don Trachilli doing that one called Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
My Lord sent Moses down to see King Pharaoh, told him to loose my people and let them go. They were all burdened down with trouble and doubt. My God sent Moses and he led them out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you all trust him as you wander about, if you are burdened down with trouble, don't doubt. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
Three pilgrims now have started over the way to that fair land of rest of eternal day. When those are failing, brother, pray on and shout. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
Well, my Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you will trust him as you wander about, if you are burdened down with trouble, don't doubt. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you will trust him as you wander about, if you are burdened down with trouble, don't doubt. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
Yeah, my Lord will send a Moses. That's all the time we have on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Hope you'll join us next week for the Hits Radio show right here at KNEL. Friday night, we'll be with Justin Trevino at the True Country Ballroom for a big dance that Justin's doing down there Friday night. And then on Saturday, I'll be co-emceeing the Hope from the Heart event at the Ed Davenport Civic Center along with Reed Williams. And then Sunday, we'll be doing Facebook Live at 4 o'clock with our friend Jennifer McMullen. So hope you can join us for all that good stuff. And also, visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We'll be spending some time up there as well. I'm Tracy Pidcox, thanking you so much and saying may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and I played the part. A lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your
the law.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.